Bedtime Bites presents The Dolphin Who Could Dance. In the sparkling blue waters of the Coral Sea, there lived a young dolphin named Violet. She was different from all the other dolphins in her pod because she had a special talent. Violet could dance. Every morning, while her friends practiced their jumps and flips, Violet would twirl and spin beneath the waves. She'd sway to the rhythm of the ocean currents and pirouette around colorful coral reefs. The other sea creatures would watch in awe as Violet performed her underwater ballet. One day, Violet's best friend, a clownfish named Giggle, swam up to her with exciting news. "Violet, did you hear? The Sea King is hosting a grand underwater ball, and all the ocean creatures are invited." Violet's eyes sparkled with excitement. "A ball? Oh, how wonderful! I can't wait to dance there." But as the day of the ball approached, Violet began to feel nervous. She had never danced in front of so many creatures before. What if they didn't like her moves? What if she made a mistake? On the night of the ball, Violet arrived at the Sea King's palace, a magnificent structure made of shimmering pearls and glowing coral. She peeked inside and saw fish of all colors, shapes, and sizes swaying to the music of a jellyfish orchestra. Giggle noticed Violet hesitating at the entrance. "What's wrong, Violet? Aren't you going to dance?" Violet whispered. "I'm scared, Giggle. What if I'm not good enough?" Giggle smiled encouragingly. "Violet, your dancing is beautiful. It makes everyone happy. Just be yourself and have fun." Taking a deep breath, Violet swam into the ballroom. As she began to move, she felt the music flow through her. She twirled and leaped, her fins gracefully cutting through the water. Soon, all eyes were on Violet. The other sea creatures stopped to watch her dance, mesmerized by her fluid movements. Even the Sea King himself was impressed. As Violet finished her dance with an elegant spin, the entire ballroom erupted in cheers and applause. Fish were clapping their fins, and octopuses were waving their tentacles in excitement. The Sea King swam up to Violet and said, "Young dolphin, your dancing is truly magical. Would you teach us some of your moves?" Violet beamed with pride and happiness. "Of course, Your Majesty, dancing is meant to be shared." For the rest of the night, Violet taught her new friends how to sway like seaweed and twirl like whirlpools. The ball turned into a joyous dance party, with creatures of all kinds moving to the beat. From that day on, Violet was known throughout the ocean as the dolphin who could dance. She continued to share her love of dance with others, reminding everyone that when you do what you love, you can bring joy to the whole world, or in this case, the whole ocean. As Violet drifted off to sleep that night, she smiled, knowing that she had found the courage to be herself and share her special talent with others, and she dreamed of all the wonderful dances yet to come. The end.